Getting buy-in from your client on writing buyer's journey content can be tough, especially when they're in their own echo chamber. Key tips to break that down today on The Edge. Go!
Your weekly digital marketing trends with industry trend-setting guests.
Powered by your digital marketing pioneers, Site Strategics.
This week's featured guest is Garrett Sussman, Demand Generation Manager at iPullRank. Now, here's your host, Aaron Sparks.
Welcome back to The Edge. This is Edge of the Web Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Sparks. Every week, we bring you amazing guests to talk about digital marketing trending tactics. We unpack a key marketing topic for our digital marketing audience. Whether you're part of an agency, a freelancer, or part of a firm, this show is for you. So check out all of the recent shows over at edgeofthewebradio.com. Edgeofthewebradio.com. Edge of the Web is actually brought to you by our title sponsor, Site Strategics, pioneers in the agile digital marketing realm. Their core specialties are SEO, technical SEO, core web vitals optimization, SEM, social media management and marketing, conversion rate optimization, and omni-channel media marketing. Agile marketing, that actually works. If you're interested in what we can do for you, give us a call, 877-SEO for web or 877-736-4932. If you want to actually check out some of the most recent shows, check out the Bill Slosky interviews, the Mark Trapagan interviews, as well as Roger Monty. If you're interested in being part of the show, just drop us a line at info@edgeofthewebradio.com. Make sure that you check out our weekly news podcast covering the most recent digital marketing news of the day, as well as Google Core algorithm updates. Set your reminders on YouTube to get notified when we post the videos as well. Now let's meet this week's industry expert guest. Garrett Sussman is the demand generation manager over at iPullRank. He's got 10 years of experience in digital marketing. Previously, he was the head of marketing at Traject, a development firm of white label marketing tools based in Bellevue, Washington. He also had a long stint at Grade.us, a reputation management service for agencies to monitor and review their clients' reviews. Before that, an affiliate marketing manager over at 99designs. Garrett has a unique position in the digital marketing industry, as he's been providing white label reporting resources to agencies to use to communicate to their clients. So he's actually been in a very, very unique pocket to be able to respond to agencies and be able to help clear the sometimes confusing reporting inside of digital marketing. He's also been contributing into the thought leadership in our SEO and digital marketing community with his podcast of 100 episodes in 1 year entitled Agency Ahead. And he's focused on a number of key influencers in the market, Carolyn Lydon, Alita Saliz, Rand Fishkin, Joy Hawkins, to name a few out of the 100. So we certainly recommend you check out that entire podcast. He's been doing a bang up job. And boy, if I had that aggressiveness the first year of this thing, we'd already be past the 500 mark. I tell you what, but I had to sleep. Evidently, Garrett didn't. So, well, Garrett, welcome back to the show here. And hopefully you're getting a little bit of rest from your foray into 100 shows in a year podcast frenzy.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. You know, I miss it. It's been a month since I switched over from Traject over to iPullRank. Right. And I miss these conversations. That's why I had to come on and talk to you, Aaron.
All right. All right. Well, I mean, if it's helpful, we can always have like a sidecar podcast therapy session every Friday just to be able to have some conversations. We certainly are looking forward to your path down the way of creating maybe new podcasts. But before that, I want to summarize what we actually covered in our last segment. We talked about some key concepts of the relationship between marketing agencies and their clients, some of the stressors and maybe some pitfalls, and the advantage of hiring an agency not opposed to an in-house, but possibly in conjunction with an in-house SEO professional. We highly recommend our listeners go check out the first episode, but I wanted to have that as a dovetail going into the challenges in creating content with clients, specifically the buyer's journey. Now, for everybody who's playing at home who hasn't heard the buyer's journey before, we have awareness content, consideration content, and decision-making content, the funnel that we have all known and loved for such a long time, right? There's a process to actually get that information from our clients. And that right there is a place I wanted to toss it up to you, because you have had a strong relationship with clients reporting on content. What's your experience in trying to be able to work with clients and be able to mine some of that very useful but ubiquitous buyer's journey content?
Well, to your point, there are these different stages. And the really important aspect of the buyer's journey is kind of step one, which is identifying your personas, mm-hmm. which I think at this point, it's weird because I think personas have almost fallen out of favor in marketing. Like, people want to only focus on segments while right. they're different things. Personas really are kind of a aggregate of all of the different data that you can pull together, whether it's like the firmographics, the psychographics, the demographics. Like, who are these people who are your customers? What are their needs? What are they wanting? Where are they along the funnel of discovering who you are? Mm-hmm. And once you understand that, it's only then can you really start to create the content that resonates with them. Otherwise, you know, it's really a lot of guesswork.
It is, and content can be in the echo chamber for such a long time that doesn't resonate, but actually pushes users away or first experiencing your content, either on-site or off-site. If you as a client are just putting out content that you think your customers would want to hear, then you haven't gone through the formula, you haven't gone through the discovery process of what's really happening. So how can you make it easier for a client to participate in the process of discovery? Because a lot of times clients come to an agency and they already think they know exactly who their users or their personas are, right? How do you break down and chisel down that wall?
I think the clients are the original source of truth when it comes to audience research. Like, you really need to talk through and get all of those points, mm-hmm. you know, of where they've met their clients or where they've seen their clients or buyers. I mean, the interesting thing is this is always iterative as well. It's something that's ongoing. You think about how we've all changed in right. the last, you know, 12 to 16 months and how our behavior has changed as a result of this global pandemic. Like, everyone's personas have changed.
You better believe it. Yeah.
And they're still changing. I mean, as we go back to, you know, obviously there are countries all around the world that are still in lockdown. And then, you know, here in the US, people are going back to this new normal. Oh, I just said this new normal. Don't hit me.
Buzzword bingo. That guy.
I know. It's like Pee Wee's Playhouse. We need everyone Yay! Like jumping out. But I think that you start with the client and you start with the client's customers. And it really is those conversations. Now, you know, people might think, oh, do I have to talk to, you know, 100 different people? And that's not necessarily the case. You know, you can talk to 20, you know, 10, 20 customers and have those deep conversations, use tools like surveys and, you know, whether that's via email or just putting it on your website or even like sending out like market research firms to do, you know, the research to the various, you know, kind of focus groups. And then identifying, you know, there's so many places that people hang out online,
right.
figuring out where those are, whether it's, you know, are they finding you through organic search? Are they finding you through social media? Are they finding you through forums? There's so many places to dig. And there are cool tools out there, too. I mean, if you look at, you mentioned Ram Fishkin, mm-hmm. His tool Sparkturo is all about audience discovery. Like,
yep.
what podcasts do your people, you know, do your audience listen to? Like, where are they buying? What stores do they go to? All that helps kind of formulate these personas.
Absolutely. You mentioned the change that your consumers are going through as well right now. We've all gone through that. And isn't this like a perfect opportunity to be able to, if agencies have not moved their client into the discovery of the buyer's journey, what a great opportunity to be able to say, you know what? Your customers are changing. Let's look at some old habits. Let's look at the new habits and the new consumption that they've got and then be able to match those. So sometimes they're a bit more of a hard-headed client can actually be persuaded based on events such as this, although we've never had an event over the last year like this before. But if you get them pivoted into understanding that their consumer activity is changing, their consumption of content, and what they're learning about problem solving, being able to capitalize on this last year and move them into that space is probably one of the most beneficial things that they could do, right?
Oh, yeah. As an agency, the most important thing is to position it as opportunity. right? Like, you know, last segment we were talking about reporting and talking about expectations and goals. And like, you know, if you are driving a ton of organic traffic to your site, but it's not resulting in any sort of actual new customers, then like, is that really helpful to your business? And if all of a sudden, you know, you have this whole, you know, new persona that looks as you as, you know, your product is exactly what they want, and you're not marketing to them, you're not producing content for them, you're just preventing your own growth. And as an agency, that's the first place I would say that there's so much value in re-auditing your personas if you already have them, or doing it for the first time if you've never done it before, because there's opportunity there, there's revenue to be driven there, and it will kind of impact your whole marketing strategy, whether your agency's helping you with it or not.
Opportunity is that that key that unlocks a huge amount of creation of content. What would you recommend of areas to avoid while working with a client that's new to this discovery procedure, getting into these deeper areas of content? Any paths traversed that you'd say, you know what, not for the first time clients that are understanding that they have to really pick up and understand their users in a whole nother level?
Well, I think it's very important to be collaborative and not like, you know, telling customers exactly what they should know. You know, like, you're still kind of an educator, but you're also working with them in the discovery process. So, you know, if you remove yourself from the process, from them during this process, and then come back with the results, that's not going to get the same sort of buy-in than if they were along for the journey, and then showing your proof along the way. So, you know, if you bring their customers into the fold and they see it for their own eyes, you know, then that's an that they're more likely to buy in that way as well. So, you know, obviously the clients are too busy. That's why they hired you to do all of it. But to identify, you know, little touch points along the way to keep them involved in the process will most like lead to more success and a better relationship.
We're proud to have Wix as a sponsor of our Edge of the Web interview podcast series. They're always building. Check out what's happening on Wix. Fresh off the press, bot log reports get an easy understanding of how bots are crawling your site without any complicated setup right inside of Wix. There's so much more you can do with Wix. You can now add dynamic structured data, upload redirects in a bulk, including error notification and warnings, and fully customized meta tags and robot.txt files. Visit today wix.com/SEO to learn more. Wix, always evolving. I liken us to the term of data Sherpas now, is that maybe they've even gone through this process before, and we're also assisting them in the discovery of their consumers' behavior in a whole nother light. And that gets me to kind of a last point about the buyer's journey content process. And I know we haven't unfolded the entire process here, but when it comes down to clients understanding the metrics of buyer's journey content, and again, let's just focus on site, is that clients that haven't experienced this before are learning this new way to actually understand their consumer's journey, and they can't see direct line of sight ROI. How, I mean, because you have developed software for agencies before, what are some great steps to be able to communicate the value of buyer's journey that doesn't directly go into a transaction cash register sound effect, you know?
Yeah, well, it really is part of this whole funnel, right? And having specific metrics that you want to hit along the funnel, no matter what type of, you know, business you're working for, working with. So, you know, with, you know, e-commerce, maybe that is like putting product, you know, obviously purchasing the products as the end game, but like putting the products into the cart, getting to the checkout, you know, looking at different product pages, looking, you know, using the search bar and going through that whole process. If SaaS, you know, was all about getting folks to the demo or the free trial. So like, that's the step before them becoming subscribed customers. Before that, maybe it's like downloading some of your content to show that they're interested. And so, as an agency, depending on how deep you're going into the services you're offering your client, because, you know, we're talking about you know, we have a lot of SEO services, but, you know, there are a ton of agencies that do CRO, you know, conversion rate optimization all the way through to make sure that if you're getting people further down the funnel, they're not, it's not broken at some place that prevents them from ultimately driving the revenue, which is that that kind of final goal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So train the clients on the metrics. And I think it's back to our previous podcast of while we're still friends, right? Here's what we need to measure. So we have the agreed upon hymn book to be able to sing from collectively, right? So we know those KPIs, we're agreeing upon it. You got to get the buy-in from the client on not only generating the content, but also watching what to measure. They got to be along for the ride. And you also have to be transparent as well, that some metrics can be seen differently and behavior can be inferred. That's not an, it's not an exact science. We have to be able to have a much larger holistic picture than just looking at the bounce rates on an awareness piece of content, right?
Yeah, and it's hard in general too as marketers. I mean, we struggle with attribution constantly, and technology is only making it more difficult, you know, as Apple, you know, increases the privacy with their new versions of iOS, or, you know, Google just delayed, you know, removing cookies, you know, third-party cookies, but it's becoming harder and harder to tie a lot of these metrics to the ultimate, you know, revenue KPIs or customer KPIs. So it's not going to get easier. That said, it's important to identify which kind of are part of that like whole assisted conversions. Like I remember when I was working at Grade Us, and it was help people get online reviews, so get Google reviews, which was really important in the local space. Now, you know, a Google review, a five-star Google review isn't necessarily going to say, oh, you got the five-star review, that equals one new customer.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily work like that. That said, you can kind of, you know, it's a directional type of metric, right? You can see the way the trends in as you improve your quantity and quality of reviews, you're going to see more visibility. You're going to see more customers down the line. You're going to see more calls on your Google My Business listing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of trying to connect the dots, even when it's not directly attributable.
Yeah, it's not linear. And I think clients, by and large, or I should say companies that are contemporary companies that are affecting digital marketing, get that more than ever before. They have to, because it's a long game. There are certainly short games involved in the paid campaign side of things, but even that, you're still dealing with a digitally savvy consumer base. They're going to be evaluating content, products, services with their own pathway to that, that said, evaluate. So you've got to be there in the conversation, and that's where you bring in other competitors who is also participating in the conversation of ideas for those consumers. So the clients get an idea that it's not just flipping a switch and creating content, and over a period of time, if it doesn't work well, you move away from it. They have to know the larger set that they're on and the other competitors that are still there producing that content and orientating towards what those consumers are needing. Again, another long-winded sentence, but you also have to give them context as well, right?
Yeah, I think you hit on something that's really important, which is being aware of your competitors. Right? Like seeing what they're doing that might be working, or finding gaps of what they're not doing that you can kind of, you know, fit in. Yep. You know, your competitors a lot of times are the best gauge of your own performance. And so, you know, that's, I think, a big part of the puzzle when everything is changing and evolving. And I also loved what you said about it's not always linear. You know, you do, you know, as a client or as any sort of logical person, you want to see from A to B, is this like up and to the right? Whereas we know the reality of the world is like, you know, you'll get some wins, especially as a marketer, you'll get some wins for things that you didn't think had any right to be successful. And some things you were darn sure certain were going to be the huge win doesn't produce anything. And, you know, that, and that goes back to the agency client relationship, where you got to have that trust, because not every campaign is going to knock it out of the park. But, you know, the client shouldn't just bail if, you know, 9 out of 10 campaigns do. So you got to have that sort of relationship. You got to communicate. You got to be on the same page, and you have to earn that sort of respect and mutual trust between you and your clients.
Very good. Very good. Well, the last point on that trust factor is, from an agency standpoint, you have to have that internal barometer with account managers and producers, anybody that's in the space and aware of the client. You have to have that mirror going, okay, how much do they trust us? How much do they have confidence in what we're doing? And you just can't sit behind your spreadsheet. You can't sit behind your SEO tactics and expect the client is on the same page, pun intended. You have to have that quick, a scrum concept. Okay, where are we in our relationship with our client? And it has to be constantly honed, right? Like putting logs in the fire. Otherwise, you're not hitting their love language, and they're going to start eyeballing other agencies because there is that grass greener mindset. And how many analogies can I actually string together in one concept? I have freaking no clue, but I'm trying my best, going for eight now. But it's that the client's mindset does wander, the eye does wander. Okay, maybe we just don't know what we're not getting from this agency. And then if you're falling on your foot one or two times with a couple negative data points, you got to make sure that you part of your account management is just table touching, right? How are we doing? How can we do something better for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that goes back to the communication and those like touch points and the check-ins, like the QBRs are huge, mm-hmm. in especially with the larger businesses. I feel like, with massive enterprises or just with massive companies, it's harder to move. That's why a lot of companies don't move, whether it's, agencies or software vendors. But there are signs that you can pick up on as to if they're starting to put their feelers out there. Now some are, some like move like icebergs in the dark sea, but you like that one?
I do.
But if you're checking in with your clients, like that's why, oh man, the account managers are so important at every agency. Like I've been with IPOLRank for a month and a couple weeks now. And now I'm going to toot the horn. We have cool account managers. I absolutely adore them. And it's, those are like the glue, mm-hmm. that really, keep going. Like Chantel and Sarah kill it. And they have such great relationships with the clients, and I see them interact. And it's really just the emotional intelligence, the checking in, the understanding, what they're, the SEO love language, understanding communication style. I think it all kind of is part of that process. It's part of that agency's buyer journey to, continue to develop that loyalty of being on the same page.
Very good. So that was the last stop I wanted to make along this client and an agency relationship. There's much more to unpack, and maybe we can do another round of unpacking SEO reporting love language. I just never thought I'd actually have those words in one sentence. That's amazing. See, right brain, left brain. There is coexistence here, folks. But I did want to bring our final point around to your endeavors on your podcast, Garrett, because you didn't have something March of last year, and you plowed through so much content, some great interviews with a lot of key people. Give me your thoughts of the aggressive work that you did in the past year. What have you learned from that?
So the thing I learned and that I love about the SEO industry is that there are so many voices that deserve the opportunity to share how they think about SEO, their perspective on marketing, that are finding those opportunities more and more. I think there's a history of, that you see the same speakers at conferences, and they're all brilliant people, don't get me wrong. I mean, but you'll see a lot of similar people, veterans of the agency who have been doing it year after year, and they've earned that right. But it is a competitive, world that we're in. And we were talking about that with content. Mm-hmm. With the podcast, I would, reach out to my network on Twitter and I'd say, who do I need to talk to? you know, and I want different types of voices, because from different types of voices and different experiences, different backgrounds and, you know, different, you know, demographics brings different perspectives. I was so thankful to Arija Bouali, who had the Women in Tech SEO community that she's built over the last 2 years, mm-hmm. provide so many women who are just doing amazing things in tech SEO and having them on my podcast, you know, so many to count, but then also the, you know, people of color, like joining my podcast and talking about those issues in our industry, like diversity mm-hmm. and how that, you know, manifests itself in a fair and safe place in the work environment. And so all of these conversations were, on the one hand, you know, the nature of the SEO industry, techniques, tactics, strategies, but it was also discovering stories of people. And I know you've done, gosh, more than 400 episodes, Aaron. It's like all these people that you have on have such interesting stories, and it's fun to share that with our community.
Yeah, except for that one guy, but we won't talk about him.
Yeah, long hair, beard, glasses, kind of looks like you. Yeah, no, you're right. You do too.
Well, wait a minute. You know, you're absolutely right, and it does keep winning your sales whenever you're interacting with the people that are truly fighting the good fight, not only in our skill sets in our industry, right, but also for larger causes that and just to be able to lift our industry. So, I've been amazed at what you've been able to do, and are you going to be picking up again?
It's funny. I need that creative outlet, and I need to find ways to participate. We actually, so at iPhone Rank, we have a fantastic podcast already. Checking out, it's Jared Thomas. It's the Rankable podcast. We're on a brief hiatus, but we're coming back for season two, starting in August. But it's so fun to support him. Mm-hmm. And so like in the podcasting journey, I feel like I do miss it, whether I do it independent of iPoll Rank. I will find an opportunity for content creation, some video opportunities, some ways to just express. I like to talk, man. Sure. I can't help it. I like to talk. So I'll probably join Jared from time to time, but cool. He's a fantastic host. So.
No, you guys are doing well. Well, kudos to everything you've done. Certainly find your way behind the microphone again, because you've been killing it. And you're doing it with care and focus on lifting up those individuals. So it wasn't for your own services or your own production. It was to just tell people stories and allow people to unpack what they're all about. So kudos, man.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I mean, it was selfish. I like talking to people. I like all these cool people, and they have such interesting things. They're all so nice. Yeah, I love all the nice people in our industry.
Yeah, they are. Well, is there anything that we can promote for you on this show today?
Oh, man. I'm just getting my feet wet. I am demanding generation for iPoll Rank. So, you know, if anything, check out the agency, check out Mike King and our team. You know, we do technical SEO, content strategy, audience research and personas. So always looking for new clients, but find me on Twitter. I just want to talk to people. We don't even need to do a podcast. Let's just hang out on a Zoom call if you're not tired of Zoom.
Very good. Very good. Well, it is one of the coolest agencies across the country. So kudos to you guys. And you're with a good group. And I'm glad you found your way there, Garrett. So thanks for joining us at A Quick Tick. And we certainly would want to have you come back around on the show, sir.
Thank you, Aaron. Absolutely. Anytime. You got me.
More than welcome. More than welcome. Make sure you track down Garrett on his Twitter handle. Garrett Sussman is his handle. GarrettSussman. You couldn't get a double N at the end of that, Garrett?
You know, I thought about a couple extra A's, a couple extra E's, but, you know, the R's and T's work for me.
As well as Garrett Sussman over at LinkedIn. And we certainly lift up iPoll Rank, as they're one of the killer agencies here right now, and have been for a long time. So kudos to all the team over there. Be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you're really feeling up today, we certainly would appreciate a review of this show as well as others, because that's what makes our site come to the top on the algorithms. Thanks to our sponsor, Site Strategics, as well as Wix. And be sure to check out all the must-see videos over at Edge edgeofthewebradio.com. That's edgeofthewebradio.com. We're going to be talking to J.D. Prater and Joe Martinez coming up soon. Want to check those out as well as our regular weekly digital marketing news. So from everyone over at Edge, be safe, be well, and do not be a piece of cyber driftwood. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.